Does God ever get tired of hearing from us? The obvious answer is no. He loves to hear from his people. In Luke 18, there was a widow there who was persistent, if I can say it that way. She bothered the judge. She told him, "Get justice for me from my adversary." Long story short, Jesus uses this particular situation to prove a point that God always wants to hear from his people. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we take advantage of prayer? I know sometimes I can not pray enough. Well, to not pray enough means that I'm probably relying more upon myself. Do you understand and realize the power of prayer, the effectiveness of prayer? In James chapter 5, when we consider prayer, in verse number 14, we know that elders in the Lord's church can go and pray with the members. It helps them, encourages them. We know that the prayer of faith can save the sick, raise them up. I look at that from a spiritual perspective. When we think about prayer, we ought to know that confession involves prayer, or prayer involves confession at times. Praying for one another. But here's the little piece that I want us to look at. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The word effective there is very powerful, energizing, full of power. Going to God in prayer. It gives this illustration of Elijah being a man of prayer. He prayed earnestly. And then he prayed again. Prayed for it not to rain. Then he prayed for it to rain. God answered his prayer. We think about the power that we have. When one turns away from sin, we pray for those individuals. We go to God on their behalf. But I want us to look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. No one is or should be oblivious to what's going on in our world today. And I'm not just talking the United States. I'm talking about all around. It just seems like chaos is everywhere. As the people of God, we have a responsibility, and really what a privilege it is. Notice verse number 1. Therefore, I, Paul, exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We ought to be praying and supplicating for everybody, no one excluded. For kings and all who are in authority. Here's the purpose: that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and respect, reverence. But watch this. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I challenge you to look at all of the times the phrase "this is good and acceptable before God." You'll be encouraged of the things that are good and acceptable before God. It doesn't matter what you may think or feel about someone. A person can be prayed for, and we ought to be praying. Going to God on their behalf. Brother Dustin said something on Monday night to the young folk that I really appreciated. He challenged the young people to talk to at least, I think it was Danielle that threw a number out there, one of five people. Talk to them about coming to church, coming to worship. And I thought about that, and what a great challenge. He said, Y'all do five, I'll do seven. I thought that was encouraging. But I want to encourage us to talk to people and say, you know what, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your family. There's this young man at the gym. He's probably about 16. He's 17. And he works out all the time. He's a good young man. He's a real good young man. And every day, he goes out and he knocks on doors talking to people and asking them, what can I pray for you for? That was convicting. That's convicting. And he sends me a text. He's like, you can come out. Come on out. Come on out. I said, well, you and I need to talk about some things, but yeah. But it encouraged me. Brethren, we ought to be looking for people not to just study the gospel with them, but what can I take to God for you for? Because we're supposed to be praying for all men. If we truly believe that 1 Peter 3 and verse number 12 is sound, that God's face is against those who do evil, then who's going to approach God on their behalf? And so let's take advantage of our great privilege of approaching the throne of God in prayer. I'm reminded of the book of Revelation. I can't remember the chapter right now. I want to say 6, but I could be wrong, that the prayers of the saints are like incense. Think about that. God loves to hear from us. And so the question I have to ask myself, and hopefully you'll ask yourself, how often does God hear from you? And when he does hear from you, what is he hearing? What are you asking? There's some prayers that should only be prayers of thanksgiving. God, you're a good God. Thank you for just being who you are. There's some prayers are prayers of stress and anxiety. Cast all your cares upon him. He cares for you. And so when we consider our lives as children of God, let's go to God in prayer. Let's stay prayerful because our world needs it. Our society needs it. And the Lord's church needs it. Maybe not a child of God. We want you to consider. Think about being a child of God so you can position yourself to be a person of prayer, because God hears those who are obedient. That's even amongst us. That's even amongst us. Just because one has obeyed the gospel doesn't mean that that person is in right standings with God. Because even Simon the sorcerer told the apostle Peter, y'all pray for me. And so we understand Acts 8:22, repent and pray. And so believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to turn away from sin. Repentance, repentance, repentance is the key. Because when one is willing to repent, turn away from sin, then one will willingly give themselves over in baptism. And then live faithful, even to the point of death. But maybe a child of God, and you need special prayer. Let us pray for you. Let's approach God in prayer on your behalf. Don't have the attitude, I pray for myself. Well, we ought to be looking for opportunities to pray for each other. How can I pray for you? As we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.